Welcome back to Free on Your Birthday. Bart and I are looking at each other once again.
We are here face to face.
We are face to face. That sounds like a song.
There was a band called Face.
No, I know that song. That's the girl that don't want to talk about it. I'll tell you something you don't want to know.
That's not what I was thinking either, but.
That's Face to Face. They're a punk rock band.
Really? No, like in the 90s, there was like a R&B band called Face to Face or a hip hop band.
Well, the Face to Face I'm thinking of is a punk rock band from the 90s as well. They were like on, I think maybe they were on Fat Records.
This was Fat Records.
Yeah, I think they were on that.
They, a friend of mine's band, actually the theme song to my now defunct podcast, Ears of Steel, was by 88 Fingers Louie.
We want defunct.
Who recorded on Fat Records.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
But you're getting a new theme song for your new podcast, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe that's happening.
We're just going to play the old stuff. No. Play the classics.
No.
You're just going to bleep over the, this is the podcast.
I can't find what I was looking for. No, I'm hoping for a new theme song, new logo, new everything. Except same old guy.
Yeah. It's not a new you.
It's not a new me. New year, not a new me.
Yeah. So if you don't know, Bart had another podcast, but he still does have a new podcast. It's just this podcast plus another podcast, a solo podcast.
Right.
Where you talk
all about the movie Solo.
It's just about the movie Solo. Oh, man, that ending just threw everyone off.
Is that what did it? Is that what threw everyone off?
No, I think it was a lot of other things. Mm. Not the movie, though. I think the movie's good.
I agree. I thought it was good. I haven't watched it since. It's on Netflix. Either. They quietly put it up on Netflix.
I know. I haven't watched that or The Last Jedi. I just go, man.
I did rewatch. Actually, after I left last time I was here, I watched The Last Jedi at the airport. And I enjoyed it, more so than the first time.
Right,
I will say that.
Give it another chance.
I should watch Solo again. They've been showing Rogue One on TV, on basic cable.
Yeah.
And I realized they just took it off. It's been on Netflix for a while, which kind of annoyed me because then I wanted to watch it without commercials.
I heard a crazy theory for the next movie, but I'm almost afraid because last time I did that, I feel like people thought that I had some inside track.
Yeah, well,
and it was just that I had just sort of put stuff
together.
Some
people thought you did. That's
I know. And I don't want to like spoil it, but if there's some thoughts that I think will tie in.
We'll say them. When you don't know anything.
Well, there was
Logan
one concept.
Doesn't know anything.
I don't. It was just a concept that I heard online. So if you are nervous about spoilers, even though ones that I don't even know are real, it's just people's ideas, skip. And that is that at the end of the next movie, we will essentially reveal that the sequel trilogy was Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, pretty much becoming one with the Force and his redemption, if you will.
I'm already confused.
So I am too. But the way they told this, I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay.
Would be like, all right, Rey and Kylo battling out, final act of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They become one with the Force. They are in a location. Yoda's there. Obi-Wan is there. Luke is there. Or no, maybe Luke's not there. Obi-Wan and Yoda are there. And Anakin is there, like at the end of Return of the Jedi. They congratulate Anakin on like redeeming himself. And this was just sort of a vision and a thing that Anakin was in control of the whole time. And then we go to the end of Return of the Jedi and it's the three of them now with Kylo and Rey looking on to the Battle of Endor.
Wow.
And it essentially would all have been happening in Anakin's mind kind of
so
as he
nothing has
one.
Happened in these other
right.
movies.
It would kind of unwrite these movies. I don't like that theory. It does. It did like mess with me. And I might have to go back and tell you it better. Plug to Rebel Force Radio. They talked about it.
Oh, all right.
And They gave a theory that it was one of the few that I'm like, all right, that's interesting. That's really crazy. Because they said if this is going to tie in the sequels and the prequels, which they said it is, and the original trilogy, well, then Anakin has to have some sort of role in being a part of this. Because really, at the end of the day, those were his six movies, if you will.
So they've said that this new one that's being made right now will somehow...
Well, it's the end.
Well, I understand, but it somehow ties in the prequels, too.
Yes,
I thought they
it
were
is
disavowing.
The end of the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, they put Darth Maul showed up, and they're bringing some prequels
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. In Solo?
I mean, if you're disavowing them, I would say. And there's references in the Last Jedi to the prequels. I think they're going to – the prequels are having like a second life right now.
Yeah, well –
but as we talked about Star Wars a lot last week.
That's
maybe
true.
We should.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I saw Cher. Guess what?
You did see You did see Cher.
I saw Cher.
Speaking of seeing legends in on stage.
I turned back time. You saw Cher.
Yeah, you did. She didn't, from what I understand.
I don't know what that means.
Time is still fully engaged in her.
I don't know. Time is on her side.
Well, okay.
For being 72 and out there, put on one heck of a show. I went with a lot of our friends, and we had just a blast. Opening act, which was sort of a surprise to me, was Nile Rodgers.
All right.
And Le Freak. Or no, Sheik, who does Le Freak.
Did Le Freak.
And the whole time they introduce him, and they're like, before he comes out, and I know him, I've seen his face, but I'm not like that familiar with his body of work.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, guess what? Here are his number one hit songs that he either wrote or produced. And it was probably 50 songs and some of the biggest hits from Material Girl all the way to Get Lucky by Daft Punk, like humongous,
really
humongous. So he comes out and he's like, every song I'm performing tonight, I had a hand in. And it was an amazing show of hits.
Wow.
Gigantic hits. I'm going to pull up the set list because this was, I could have seen 2 hours of Nile Rodgers. One, his band was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And that Will said, Will Haynes, you've heard on our old shows before, he mentioned that Rolling Stone did an article that's like his body of work, maybe the most expansive of any modern age artist, because it's like, it's also like every wedding song you've ever heard. It's not just like just Le Freak. It's also like We Are Family and other songs. Like
yeah,
that.
I knew he had something to do with that.
Here, I'm pulling it up.
That means he's Oprah rich too, by the way.
Oh yeah. He made a point of saying, like he had a battle with cancer and he made a point of saying, by the way, pretty much I don't have to be here. I just want to be here. I want to perform, because that's what I think everyone was thinking the whole time of like, I want to know what this guy's just royalty checks are every year. Cause this was just his short, like 45-minute set. And again, he mentioned Material Girl and all these other songs that he didn't play. All right. Everybody Dance with Sheik. Dance, Dance, Dance. Also Sheik. I'm Coming Out.
I'm coming out.
And Upside Down, Diana Ross. He's the Greatest Dancer and We Are Family by Sister Sledge. Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Wow.
Le Freak by Sheik and Good Times by Sheik. And they named tons of others.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play little like snippets of other ones too. That's just like the baseline set list. Huh. And amazing. Amazing time. You know who didn't play only songs they wrote and had something to do with? Cher. Cher, it was a night of hits and a night of covers. And
really? Well, has Cher even written her own songs?
I don't know. I don't know much.
I don't know that she was. I don't know at all. I never pictured her to be a songwriter, but maybe. I don't want to disparage her.
Yeah, I don't know, but she did her normal, the hits you'd expect,
mm-hmm.
Turn Back Time, Believe, brought back I Got You, Babe, the first tour ever. She said she never would perform it, but it felt like it was the right time. And there was like not a dry eye in the house because they had like Digital Sunny singing along with her. It's beautiful.
Oh, geez.
It was a great moment. But also did Because of Mamma Mia 2, did like 3 ABBA songs.
Oh, that's right, she's in that.
Yeah, so she did Fernando, SOS, and Waterloo, which I don't know. I've never been like the biggest ABBA fan. ABBA or ABBA? What is it?
I think it's ABBA.
ABBA. I've never been their biggest fan. Like, I like the songs. I have no problem with it, but like, I'm not jamming to it very much. I didn't realize how serious of topics are going on in those songs. Like, Fernando and SOS and Waterloo are all like about war. Like, when you read.
Really?
like there's bombs and there's a lot of turmoil. It's just not that super sweet and easy. It's not Take a Chance on Me. The ones she did were the ones that were like here the bombs, Fernando. It's like, what's happening here?
Well, I guess that makes sense because it sounds like it's kind of a song like about loving a soldier or something.
Yeah, exactly. Loving a soldier.
Loving a soldier.
SOS, something's going wrong. Waterloo is about the Battle of Waterloo.
It like literally?
I think so.
I thought it was just supposed to be a metaphor.
Well, I mean, maybe, but still. And they won the war. Waterloo.
Well, I mean, SOS opens up. Where are those happy days? They seem so hard to find.
Right.
I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind.
I didn't know they were so sad.
Yeah, I guess so.
We need a fan in here. I am getting worked up.
It is
so hot. Somehow we have a studio that is like not made for us.
That
sweaty gentleman.
This is how the airport yesterday was you know, Chicago last week, we had a polar vortex, and it was in the negative 20s.
Yeah, so everyone cranked
it. But as they kept pointing out, it feels like negative 42, feels like negative 45, to which I say, then just call it negative 45.
Yeah. No one's ever felt that. Yeah.
If that's what it feels like, that's what it is.
Right.
But so they must have cranked the heat up in the airport, and now, it, like when I left, it was in the 40s yesterday, which was balmy.
It's a 70-degree swing. Yeah,
in a matter of a couple of days.
That's crazy.
And I was dying in the airport. I was like, is it just me? And there was another guy in line in front of me just schwitzing. And he's like, no. Yeah. The plane was the same way. Can someone explain airplanes to me? Not how they fly, because I'll never understand that. Why can't they have the air running when you get in the plane? Everyone knows those stupid air.
Oh, yeah, they might say, like, well, hold on.
They're never on. Yeah, there's like a little faint, like you could put your finger by it and feel a little bit of... But,
well, I think it's in like low power mode. That's the gas is pumping.
That's true.
The air again? I am not. I have no idea. I'm just making that up.
It's in there dying on the plane. Yeah. Not literally, of course. But although that is my fear every time I fly.
Well, thanks. But, I'm sure for everyone. You know. Maybe not everyone. But for
not
us.
Everyone. I'm just going to be the only one gripping the.
Oh, me too.
I used to love to fly.
Can't fly together.
Something has happened to me in my 40s. I used to love flying and didn't. And it's the flight to and from here that's the worst. It's always bumpy. There's always turbulence. There's something about the air between Chicago and Nashville.
You can feel it in the air.
That's right. I fly to Florida. It's fine. I flew to California. It's fine. I was also on like this amazing Virgin plane with TVs right in front of you. You can order your drinks from a touchscreen.
Yeah, you're distracted.
I was very distracted.
It wasn't Southwest. Folks. No. They're not telling jokes.
No. It was amazing. So, but
those flights are awesome. I have flown, man and I once, which... We were young and stupid, I think, because we flew once to Orlando to fly to San Francisco, which is way out of the way.
From here?
Yeah.
So you flew from Nashville to San Francisco.
Nashville to
Orlando to San Francisco.
So we could fly on Virgin.
Ah, okay.
Because here...
Does Virgin not fly out of Nashville?
No. Or if it does, it's limited. I think it's Virgin Atlantic. I don't think...
Okay.
Well, no, I don't think we have Virgin.
I don't think...
No.
Now I'm thinking of the airport. I don't see a
no.
Honestly, I never
Southwest
go to the other side.
Southwest and Friends.
Yeah, basically. Well, that's how Midway of Chicago is, Southwest and Friends. There's a couple Delta gates, and there's a Canadian airline and a Mexican airline.
We're getting a bunch of new airlines that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's going to help our flights to Orlando because it's going to bring the prices down. But it's all like airlines I've never heard of. Like, there's something about being on an airline you've never heard of that
I know, you feel like, is this real? Well, it's weird, like... It's more expensive to fly from Chicago to Nashville than to fly to Chicago to Orlando.
Yeah.
By about twice as much, actually.
Is it just not as many flights, probably?
That's all I can figure. But when you're at Midway and I was sitting at the Midway Poorhouse, P-O-U-R, last night, watching the big game. Are we allowed? I don't know if we're even allowed to say what. Can we?
I think if we're talking about it,
I got nervous. I filmed a vlog and I got nervous. I cut out the name because I don't know what you can say anymore.
I think if you're doing like a promotion,
yeah, that's true.
Something
sure.
tied in, but if you're just talking about
the
game.
Super Bowl was on yesterday, so I was sitting in and half the
wrestling used to have Super Brawl.
I went to the multiple bars in the airport didn't have it on. I'm like, what am I? And I don't even care that much, but really. So I found a bar that had it on a couple of tiny monitors. And I had to pass we have one gate that flies to, that's a Mexican airline that I can't think of the name of, and one that's a Canadian airline that I also can't think of the name of, but everything's in French, and they're right next to each other. Like,
you're just going to come up with something insensitive.
We have two
start coming up with ones.
Yeah, we have two international airlines, and we're just going to stick them next to each other, so.
Yeah, we have, what is it, like Suncoast Air?
Oh.
It's like some things.
I loved their stores back
in the
90s.
It's great, yeah. DVDs everywhere. Mm-hmm. But no, I we have a lot of those random, Sun Country maybe is what it is.
That actually sounds kind of familiar.
Like, I don't know. But Terry Weaver takes some of those, I think.
Does he?
I can't. Like, you can fly to Memphis.
But that one's where you can't take anything on the flight. You can carry on a sandwich bag with your belongings.
Yeah, because it's too heavy.
Yeah, that's it. Well, otherwise they charge you for everything.
Oh, I'm sure. But I don't know, because you can fly those, like, little short trips to here to Memphis and here to, like, Jackson. But they're, like, airlines you've never heard of. That makes me nervous.
I used to do a podcast. Well, now I'm going to cause controversy. I think I technically still do a podcast with a friend named Guy Hutchinson, and he told a story about he flew like Spirit or Frontier or one of those, and you can't check a bag, and they even charge you for carry-ons.
So, Frontier, I think.
Something, And he had three hats with him because he likes to wear hats.
So he's a hat man.
He wore all three hats on the plane just to get around putting something in a bag.
I've been on that podcast recently.
We recorded a couple episodes not too long ago, but I don't know what happened to them.
Oh, they just never went up.
They never went up, so I don't know what's going on. But as far as I know, the podcast is still happening. We're just on a hiatus. Because Dana is a very busy Hollywood star.
Well, Dana, until recently, Dana Snyder. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah. Until recently, I didn't realize he is in Squidbillies, which is one of my favorite
shows. Yeah,
he's great
in Squidbillies.
And for some reason, I just never put it together. Like, mm-hmm. I knew the voice, and I knew he was clearly the same voice as Master Shake,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know it through you. So I watch a lot of Squidbillies. Like, always like a minute and a half of it, though. Like, well, I watch the YouTube clips. We all share them around the office because it hits very close to home for a lot of us that are from Georgia.
I know Will Haynes has a framed, first I know as much as us, is a framed Squidbillies.
Oh, yeah. We love the Squidbillies here. And Squidbillies, if you don't know, is an Adult Swim show that I think technically is still on. They just don't produce. They only produce like
them a year. They still show it late enough. And they still show Dana was also in Aqua Teen's Hunger Force. They still show that.
Well, I think they still make Squidbillies. It's just
they might. I don't know.
10 minutes a year of content. You know, it's not much.
But he was doing the Thundermans on Nickelodeon for a while and some other stuff. So,
is that a cartoon or is he actually in it?
No, Thundermans was live action, although he played the voice of a rabbit, which was a puppet.
Gotcha.
It was a very sophisticated, for being small, it was a very sophisticated puppet. It looked very real.
That puppet thing reminded me. We should do a Horror Nights podcast tomorrow while you're here.
Okay.
If something comes out.
That would involve puppets?
Well, maybe. Not this time. Well, this time, sure.
You're just thinking of Ashy Slashy.
No, they're talking about... it was a rumor that Chris posted.
House, which I would be all in favor. I mean, I don't want to turn this into the year because you have a Horror Nights podcast.
No, and I don't want to waste all the content because we should talk.
Yeah.
We should talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
So I think they should give her the Bill and Ted spot. Give her a full-on stage show.
Like a live, that would be cool too.
Yeah, because that would be a fun house, but it'd be a really cool show.
Yeah. She's very subdued. I don't know if she would be a great stage show.
It would have to be, everyone who came would have to already be in it, already have to understand the gimmick.
Carrying the show. Yeah, because I love that Netflix show.
So do we.
So I would be very happy, even to be able to walk. And, you know, it would be nice to have a house that, I mean, people say there's always one house that's a quote-unquote fun house, not a fun house.
But it's still.
But a house that's more lighthearted, like it was Ash versus Evil Dead a couple of years ago. What would you say last year's was?
Maybe Stranger Things. No. There was like the goofy.
Plant one almost killed
me. No, like the goofy movies, like the B movie.
There was a goofy movie.
There was a goofy movie with. Oh man,
with Shock. What was the
character?
I don't know. Everybody wears the T-shirt.
I know we're the only
ones. I've never seen a goofy movie. Anyway.
Oh, I've seen the goofy movie, but I can't remember what is his name.
I don't know.
With the yellow and the lightning bolts.
I know what you mean, though. I can't even think. I guess the B movie one was pretty silly. So, but the year before that was definitely Ash versus Evil Dead. I would say Trick or Treat was probably less scary, more fun and interesting. But so that would I think it would be cool to walk through like a recreation of the house and have the werewolf and the monster that lives downstairs that you never actually see. But I don't know. I'm probably the only one.
I don't think you're the only one. I mean, I would think it was a pretty decent sized hit. I don't know if it
was. I don't want to deep dive into this too much, too. But, you know, it also feeds into the rumors last year about Horror Nights becoming more family friendly and things, which, you know what, though? I mean.
It's fine with me.
There's no reason they can't have a couple offerings that are a little more family friendly and still have the completely over the top stuff too. Because it'd be nice to be able to, you know, I always complain like at home, there's nothing. I would love to be able to take my kid to a less terrifying but still spooky Halloween attraction of some kind. There seems to be no middle ground.
No. And even like if you go to the one at a church, it's going to be like, well, that may traumatize them all.
Well, and then they're going to tell you you're going to hell.
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually a thing anymore. I don't know if they still exist.
I don't know. I just remember those documentaries on
when I was a kid, they were everywhere. But I feel like in the South, maybe they still exist. Some here.
Probably.
The Grease used to go to them every weekend.
Really?
And his buddy, they'd like figure out a map of all the different judgment houses they could go to in the area.
So what was the big documentary? Hell House, I think it was called on Netflix.
Yeah, they also called Hell Houses or Judgment Houses.
Yeah.
So
that's an actual term. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
I honestly maybe went through one my entire life. But our like elementary school used to do a haunted house when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we'd go and they had like, you know, grapes that were supposed to be eyeballs you had to put your hands in.
Oh, we did that.
Like stuff like that. And I don't know if that exists really anymore.
Well, we had our park district did a haunted forest walk when I was a kid. And I got to actually work at it one year because the scouts did it. And I wasn't a scout, but my buddy was and they needed help. So
old buddy scout.
I went, and they said you can either bring your own costume, or they'll paint you up. Anybody that didn't have a costume got their face painted blue like a ghoul of something.
Blue Man Group.
Yeah, basically it looked like Blue Man. Looked like Smurfs. It's just pre-Avatar, all these blue people running around the woods. But it's just these trails that went through this forest preserve. And they would have little scenes set up along the way. And some of them were pretty good. Every year they went and got a cow's leg from the butcher shop and had somebody laying on a table and somebody beating it with an axe.
That's pretty intense.
But I brought – yeah. So it wasn't necessarily – and like my friend Eric was always – it was really tall. He played football at University of New Mexico. He would be running around in a trench coat with a chainsaw and such. So I brought – I said, well, I'll bring my own costume. For some reason, I thought this was a good idea. I had a King Louie mask. That I got for Halloween.
Like from the Jungle Book?
Yes. Only, yes. It was King Louie from the Jungle Book. But that year for Halloween, I was King Louie, but from Tailspin. So I had a King Louie mask.
Okay.
And it was a full-on.
So like Florida King Louie.
Full-on like rubber face, red, you know, fur, whatever. And I got gloves that matched it, her furry gloves. And then I had like a Hawaiian shirt and a tank top underneath. And I was like, well, I'll just take that. So I was jumping out of trees dressed as King Louie.
This is like Hawaii vacation King Louie.
All anyone did was laugh. No one was scared of me at all. But I don't know. I had fun anyway.
You made me think when you said Scouts, I was like, if you have a new podcast, what you're going to do, that your listeners should be called Bart Scouts.
That would be good.
Like Bart Scott, but with a U. Bart Scouts. Hi, Bart Scouts.
That's a dad joke,
I'm Bart
but I'll
Scott.
Take it under consideration.
Bart Scott's Bart Scouts.
It will have a bit of a Polynesian theme to it, I think. I had a dream not to make this a Disney podcast, I had a dream I was at Trader Sam's last night. It was so disappointing to wake up.
Did you see, you sent me that trailer for the Beach Bum movie.
I just sent you the poster.
Did you watch the trailer?
Is there a trailer? No.
Oh, yeah. It is intense.
Is there? I haven't seen it. I just saw that poster and I sent it to you.
It's like Matthew McConaughey and this like
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, Jimmy Buffett. And they look like they may be like cameo.
I'm sure they're glorious.
Jonah Hill. And,
oh, Jonah Hill's in it?
Yeah. And I mean, it's a cast of a wild cast in what is essentially this guy's like beach bum life as a multi millionaire. For doing something, writing a book, and he's trying to write the next great American novel. But it's also like, you know, violence and guns and I don't know. It's not just like all fun and games. Like it looks pretty intense.
I mean, the beach. Oh, it's the Beach Bum.
The Beach Bum.
The Adventures of Moondog, a beach bum and lovable rogue who lives life on his own terms.
Yeah, that's way playing it safe if you've seen the trailer.
Like, Zac Efron, Isla Fisher, Matthew McConaughey, Jonah Hill, Snoop Dogg, Martin Lawrence.
Oh yeah, Martin Lawrence.
Jeez. Wait, who's the actual star? I thought McConaughey was a star.
He is.
It looks like Efron's a star.
The trailer definitely McConaughey is.
Jimmy Buffett, Bertie Higgins, who also, I think didn't he sing that the song about Humphrey Bogart? We had it all.
I don't know. I don't know
just
that
like
song.
Like Bogey and McConaughey. How you don't know that song? Your dad would know it. Let's see. Bertie. I don't know. Bertie Botts is the first thing that comes up when you spell Bertie.
Bertie Box?
Bertie Botts. Every flavor beans.
Oh, Bertie, that's just because you've been Googling that. That's a fill-in. That's not what comes in for normal people, Bart.
I think it was called Key Largo, actually.
Montego.
No. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. I saw Cher.
Dude, all this guy's songs, his albums are Just Another Day in Paradise, Pirates and Poets.
Who is this again?
Bertie Higgins. Gone with the Wind, Back to the Island, Trop Rock, Island. This sounds like a guy we should be listening to.
Gone with the Wind. I had a dream. You mentioned your dream. I had a dream that I stumbled upon a movie theater that only played Gone with the Wind on a 24-hour loop.
Okay.
And they gave you free popcorn when you walked in. And then the next day, they announced that Gone with the Wind is coming back to theaters for its like 80th anniversary.
Yesterday, for some reason, The Wizard of Oz was playing in theaters here, at least, because I was looking to see what was playing. 1981, his hit single, Key Largo, charted at... Oh, wait. I don't know how to read this. What does USAC mean?
Adult Contemporary.
He was number one on the U.S. Adult Contemporary chart.
Which, if you were number one in the 80s in Adult Contemporary, you were a megastar.
Yeah, you could probably live off those royalties still. Yeah.
He's probably playing at Epcot.
Yeah, he should be if he's not. And then in 1982, he tried to recapture the magic with a song called Casablanca. Which
Return to Key Largo.
Did not chart at all. But Just Another Day in Paradise charted at number 10 on the Adult Contemporary. So, that's interesting.
I know Just Another Day in Paradise.
You're thinking of Phil
Collins. Phil Fisher.
Oh.
No, Phil Collins. Phil Fisher's the VeggieTales.
Fisher's the VeggieTales.
It's not Phil Collins either. Phil Vassar.
Oh, did he do
Just
it? Oh, he
did do a song. Okay. Paradise.
So Phil Collins did a song called Another Day in Paradise.
It was all the Phils.
All the Phils sing about paradise.
Phils with like V or F.
And of course, David Lee Roth, his first single hit was Just Like Living in Paradise.
I don't know another one. I know Panama.
This must be just like
girls. Oh, I do know that song.
Just like, and I don't want to go.
We're singing
home.
A lot on this one.
I don't think that was actually his first. That was his second solo hit. It's called Skyscraper. It's like a solo album. Because the first one was the one where he was doing all those like Louis Prima songs. He did like Just a Gigolo.
Susie with a cane.
Yeah.
See, that's like what I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
It was a cane with a top hat. Like, I didn't really live through the era of him really in Van Halen.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it. I knew Jump.
Yeah.
But like, I was a kid. But then I remember vividly the MTV videos of him in like a, you know, looking like the WB Frog.
His first solo album was called Eat 'Em and Smile, and his face was all, in fact, he'd probably get in trouble if his face was all painted up like a tribal person. There was a video that took place that started off in a convenience store, and he kept coming in playing all these different characters. And one point, he's a woman, and she's knocking stuff off the shelves. And she goes, "My doctor says I have to take a laxative." And the clerk goes, "Not in my store, you don't."
That did make me think of this with Cher. There were people there in the full like Native American gear because she did Half Breed.
Right.
That's a Half Breed. Mm-hmm. That's not on the set list anymore. It was like 10 years ago. And people were mad. And also, like,
she did it now?
She didn't do it.
Oh, she didn't do it.
She didn't do, what is this song? Gypsies something and something.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Yeah, she didn't play that either.
Mm-hmm.
And they were furious. I mean, I was like, you should have looked up the set list before you came. But
these are their Cher songs.
Yeah, no.
If you don't know,
they were like, we're playing huge.
How can you be mad if you're an actual Cher or with these people that only know her from like.
No, she didn't play those.
Oh, they were mad that she didn't play.
Didn't play them.
Oh, okay.
And she played three ABBA songs and Walking in Memphis.
Well, that's why.
Walking in Memphis. That was maybe the greatest moment.
Was that like her nod to Tennessee? It was the only song she knows.
No, it's always on. It's always on the tour.
Really?
She does. There's a whole build. Everyone thought that, but I looked it up. She does this whole build up about Elvis.
Oh.
And then you think she's going to come out and perform an Elvis song.
Right.
Because remember, famously, she did like Jailhouse Rocker, Heartbreak Hotel. Remember, she had the hair and everything? There was a kind of award show.
I kind of do remember that. Yeah.
So they show that clip. A lot of clips show.
I think you're going to say she like dated Elvis, which wouldn't surprise me.
No. We were going through those hits.
Mm-hmm.
For that, you had Greg Allman, Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
You had Paul Simon. You had Gene Simmons.
That's right. I forget she dated Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
She has a kid with Greg Allman.
Yeah. They love her and Gene still like love each other. Like they'll do stuff together.
Really?
Yeah. There's like maybe 10 years ago, they did a bunch of where they interviewed each other. It's like Gene talking to Gene. Like they have very similar like cadence with each other. It's great. Yeah. I wore a Kiss shirt because of that to share. Not because I wanted to look macho, because I was tying it back in. Gene just started the farewell tour.
I got confused. I was trying to think of Cher's kids, but it's confusing now.
Cher's Elijah Blue.
Elijah Blue
is with Allman. Greg Allman.
And then Chaz.
Is with Sonny.
With Sonny, yes.
And I don't know if there's any others. Are there others?
I think that was it.
With Paul Simon.
I didn't even know she dated Paul Simon.
Was she married to Paul Simon?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm making that up.
No, it could be true.
I feel like I know more about Cher than you do.
Definitely know more about Cher than I do. Because
everything comes back to Cher. It was a terrific evening.
Everything comes back to Cher.
She only mentioned Sonny. He's the only one that gets a...
Yeah, I don't think the Greg Allman thing ended well.
She, though, Instagram posted a picture of him recently with them together. But no, she spends a lot of time talking about Sonny during the show.
Sonny. And they kind of, I mean...
They didn't have... I mean, it was very tumultuous.
Yeah, especially when he became a conservative congressman.
Yeah, but then maybe they like got back together.
She was only married twice, Sonny Bono and Greg
she
Allman.
She dated Paul Simon then, maybe?
They must have just dated. And yeah, and only two kids, Chaz Bono and Elijah Blue Allman.
Well, in the clip that they showed... they didn't show up, but they talked about when they were on Letterman. Remember when they were reunited on Letterman?
Yes, I do remember that.
And that kind of like patched everything
up. That was like historic, all her like songs back in the day. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, Half-Breed, and Dark Lady.
Yeah, she didn't play any of those.
Golly.
Those were not on the set list.
Oh, The Witches of Eastwick. I love that movie. Actually, that's a great movie.
You didn't get to watch any of the Super Bowl, did you?
I did not. I watched the coin toss a little bit of the first because I was sitting at the airport bar. But that's about it. Guy on the plane, not next. We had a row, a seat between us.
I guess you could have watched it on you.
Yeah, he was watching it because on Southwest thing you can watch free live TV. So he was watching the game, but I didn't. Actually, I was, to bring it back to Horror Nights, I was watching Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Better.
I've been trying to, I feel like I was time.
I watched the first half and then I tuned in for the last 5 minutes. I was like, I want to see how it ends.
Like even the commercials, I was like, nothing I've seen is all that great.
I liked Amazon's commercial. I liked Kia's commercial. And
I understand there wasn't. We discussed there was an ASMR commercial.
There was a creepy ASMR. I don't even talk about it. It's disgusting. trust me, though. We heard about it. As soon as it happened.
No, everyone was messaging.
Everyone was, did you see this? It was my phone exploded.
But I didn't know it was with Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was disgusting. and then there was the dude returns with Sarah Jessica Parker as Carrie Bradshaw.
Which they were teasing. At least on social media.
Built up way too big for what it was. But really. I liked it. I thought it was cute and fun. People who don't like it, you know, find something else to complain about. It was a cute little ad that was made me laugh. And they put the guy from the Dos Equis ad.
The most interesting man.
Yeah, he was in it.
Oh, really?
Because remember, they fired him, so he's in this ad.
Oh, this was a Dos Equis ad.
No, this was a Stella Artois ad.
Oh, Stella Artois ad. Okay. Oh, so they were just being cheeky.
They just put a little jab. And then Zaxby's did a whole ad campaign about how they're actually open on Sundays.
Now, was that national or was that just in this region?
As far as I know.
Because we don't even have Zaxby's by me.
Well, I mean, we got it. I didn't actually see it live. I saw someone posted it.
Yeah. Zaxby's is a southern thing, as far as I know. We don't have them in Illinois.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. It's throwing shade for no reason, I feel like. Like I was telling you guys, like, I didn't even think of them as like competing. I know they're both chicken fast food places. You'd think I wouldn't think like Chick-fil-A and Zaxby's have a rivalry. But in my head, I'm like, it's not even close. Like, why are we?
Really? Yes, I don't know anything about Zaxby's.
It's fine. It's good. I like a nice salad.
I understand that.
Everything has a Z on it.
The Chrisleys eat there on pretty regularly.
But do they?
That's all I know. They talk about it on the show.
I've seen her there. Savannah. Near my house.
That's right.
And, yeah.
I was thinking
they were all at Cher. They had like the whole front row.
I saw that actually.
Yeah.
All the times I've been coming to Nashville, I've never had the one thing that you're supposed to have here. I've never had hot chicken.
Well, we can fix that.
I think
you want to go tonight?
But I want to go to like a real, like we've gone to, you take me to
a lot of places have it.
We've gone to that log cabin restaurant that has a hot chicken sandwich, but I just feel like that's not the place to get it.
Well, there's...
And Old Charlie's or whatever it's called, the airport has it.
Old Charlie's too?
I don't think I'm going to take a hot chicken from Old Charlie's.
No, I don't think so. Only get their rolls. That's the only thing worth eating.
Okay.
They closed the one in our firehouse. And then they have Prince's Hot Chicken is the original.
That's like the one. That's like the name I know.
And there's Prince's by like not near where we are right now.
Okay.
And there's one kind of close to me. So I took Tyler and Tim there.
Oh, was that Prince's?
If I take them there, then you're no longer on the show. So if I take you there, I'll just become a solo podcast.
So become like the bone marrow thing. We'll never actually do it. We'll talk about it.
I found a bone marrow
place. It's safer that way. Okay.
We ate there the other day and I ordered bone marrow. And it's right around the corner. So we'll go there. Honeysuckle, I think. So we can go there if you want to. We'll order bone marrow. But hot chicken's pretty good. But this one feels a little toned down. The one downtown, I've only had it once. Mm-hmm. It was probably 10 years ago. I took a little piece of it, had hot, like not on like a, I think it was maybe medium, and it blew my head off. Like it was.
Is that the thing?
It was that painful hot that they always say in hot ones where I'm like, this just hurts.
Yeah.
It's not that fun level. It's not even good. Not even fun.
It's the bomb beyond insanity.
I could take you to a decent one, though. That isn't the other Prince's. And then there's Hattie B's is what's popular now. Hattie B's is not new or old. It's like, or not new or old. It's not it's, old.
It just is.
It's just become popular because they have this like great downtown location. And they've actually opened now Hattie B's National Hot Chicken in Atlanta as well. So.
Did we talk about the last time we must have about that going to that Chicago pizza place?
I don't think we did.
Did we not? I can't remember if we did. That was really good.
I haven't been back since.
I was thinking about it. Actually.
I was too. Every time we order pizza, I think about it, but they don't deliver.
It's not convenient.
No,
it's not convenient.
It takes an hour. It says you can call ahead though, and they'll start cooking your food.
That's a good idea.
So maybe if we go, we can just call
round up some of the boys and be like, "We're gonna go get some deep dish." Yeah. It's called 312, by the way, if you're interested. Or is it just 312?
312.
Or 312
pizza.
It's a Chicago style pizza place here in Nashville. It was started by people from Chicago, and it's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's probably some of the best deep dish I've ever had. So.
Really? Yeah. We loved it. It was great. Mm-hmm. So we're going to eat well this week, right? That sounds – we're going to hot chicken. We're going to go to 312.
Deep dish. We're running out of days here. What day are we going on? We're going on Wednesday. So.
Yeah, Wednesday night we're going to hit up some Christian music, so we'll see.
That's right.
Classic Christian music.
So we probably don't want to eat a bunch of deep dish before that.
That's way out of the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we'll work it out.
All right.
You got 4 days. Somewhere in there you got to go to Opry Mills because that's what you do.
I haven't gone the last couple times. I didn't go the last time, I should say. Not the last couple times. I did bring gym stuff so I could go to the gym. I joined the health club. I joined Planet Fitness.
I was about to say, is it Planet Fitness?
It is Planet Fitness.
It's purple everything?
It's purple and purple and yellow. And I got the black, I'm a black card member.
What does that mean?
It means I can go to any Planet Fitness anywhere. And it means I can use the massage chairs and the hydro massage beds for free, which the hydro massage beds alone are worth the price of the black card membership.
They awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like where you lay down and it blows water on you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've done that like once in a mall.
There's one you can lay all the way down, and then there's one where you're kind of like sort of laying, sort of sitting. You're just like reclining. But it'll shake something loose if you're not careful. It's pretty good. So
yeah, I want to get one of those like massive giant massage chairs. That look like you're getting destroyed by like a Kylo Ren,
like it wraps around your leg.
Yeah. And everyone who always is in it, we're always like, "This is horrible. It's the greatest thing ever." But we're in a horrible amount of pain.
Oh, that's what I. Every time I, and the few times I've ever gotten a massage, I'm like, "If you think you're hurting me, you're about doing it right."
Yeah, I want to get one. They're very expensive. Amanda and I were like, should we like maybe like no anniversary?
Thousands,
no,
aren't they?
Thousands. We're like, maybe you can put them on like certain like payment plans. Like maybe like no Christmas.
No Christmas, no birthday.
We got like anniversary and Valentine's Day and her birthday coming up. I'm like, how old are we if we're like, y'all want to go in on a massage chair?
Get a massage chair.
So I don't know.
Where would you? I don't even know where you'd put it though. I'm picturing your house.
This sounds like front when port. I say this out loud, it sounds like the most pretentious thing next to the sauna.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I know, which I've used maybe twice. Amanda uses it, but I can't.
Next to the sauna. Right. Yeah, let's put it outside.
You know, let it rain.
All right.
It's quiet. It's too quiet. I also went to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, that's right. You've had a big week.
I did. I took my son. I'm wearing a shirt right now for New Japan Nashville.
Weekend. What day? So wait, what day was Cher?
Cher was Thursday.
Cher was Thursday. That's right.
And New Japan was Saturday. And both times, Mark and Crystal were friends. They were there at both shows. They went with us to Cher. We were directly across from each other at New Japan.
Because we almost recorded on Friday remotely. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to be there in 2 days. We just sit down and do it and be done with it. So,
if you're a wrestling fan and New Japan comes to town, even though they had no wrestlers from Japan due to the government shutdown, it was apparently due to the government shutdown. It was an excellent show. And Jeff Cobb, who we had on our show, had put on probably one of the best matches I've ever seen in my life in person. It was fun. And I said it reminded me of going to like New Japan, the Epcot World Showcase Pavilion, because it was a bunch of people in Nashville, pretending they were an audience in Japan. So traditionally, when you watch wrestling here, you know, it's loud, everyone's screaming, whatever. If you watch New Japan, it's a lot of silence. And then when, like, say you get, like, a good hold, everyone claps.
It's like a gentle golf clap?
That means clap. But everyone claps. Goes, oh, like, it's not like a, it's not this big, over-the-top, loud wrestling
ruckus.
Show.
Yeah, or raucous.
And everyone seemed to be in on it and knew that. So the first few matches, at least, that's what the audience was doing. And we're sitting here in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, and all the wrestling fans are silent. And then, oh.
That's weird.
It was awesome and off-putting all at the same time. I was very excited because I'm like, this does feel like it gave me the experience of, like, of being at a New Japan show in Japan. However, I was very aware that I was in, you know, a concert hall in downtown Nashville. But it was a really cool show, and eventually the crowd just couldn't handle it anymore and exploded into just normal wrestling self. But it was fun. It was a good time. The merchandise was crazy. It was very expensive, and we talked about this. I sent you the KISS merchandise of what's – the merchandise at events has gotten out of control, folks.
Well, especially when it's in other foreign currency.
Well, that's the problem. And that same with New Japan is that everything was imported.
Yeah.
So they were charging, like, this T-shirt, which was not imported, was $30. The action figures were $40 and up. They had random, like, toolboxes for kids. Kids' T-shirts were $30, $40 because they're like, I'm sorry, we're importing all this. It's costing us a lot more.
Yeah.
But we looked at – there was a picture going around. Same thing happened to Cher, too, by the way, and Metallica. Metallica's shirt was – my brother bought two shirts, and it was $90-something dollars. Cher, same shirt, started at $50, $60. We saw a KISS image that was going around and first freaked out because it said that the shirts were starting at, I think, $90.
It was like $85 or $90 for a regular
T-shirt. For a regular T-shirt. Yeah. And then like a T-shirt with a little more color was like $100 to $120. Yeah, and we were like, I cannot believe this. This is insane.
Gene, you've gone too far.
Yeah. You're more than money for two t-shirts than it is to like go to the show.
And then we realized have to import t-shirts for the greatest rock band in the world. It's the end of the road tour.
Yeah, 3 year end of the road tour. And we...
I didn't say it was a short road, Logan.
At least they're being honest. They're coming out. They're saying, look, it's going to be years. But we found out that was the show opened in Canada. So with the exchange rate...
That's true.
It's like, but they were still like $75.
Still expensive.
Yeah.
It's still expensive. Even, but it's a little more reasonable, but it's still expensive.
Well, I wonder what that point is because.
And concert shirts are never like great quality. They always shrink.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, where is that cutoff point? Because to me, for Cher and Metallica, both of them, I said, you know what? I don't need this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear it. Metallica was disappointing because it was mainly like stuff I felt like other than maybe it said tour that I could buy at Target.
It just looked like a Metallica.
It just looked like a Metallica shirt. But Cher had some actually pretty cool stuff. But again, not $70 worth of $50 worth of t-shirt. Cool. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where they're like cut. I'm sure there's math in it. I know there's smart people running these things that are figuring it out. But it even to me was like, Kiss has some cool merchandise for the tour. And I'll probably pick up a shirt. But...
I had a Metallica shirt in high school that I wasn't allowed to wear. Like, I wasn't even supposed to own it. I had to keep it hidden. And I would only wear it like once in a while when I knew I wasn't going to see my parents all day or my dad and my stepmom. It was, it had some of the lyrics to Sad But True on the back and like these two like weird like skulls like
that's
staring at each other.
Yeah, that's like
most of their stuff is, you know, it was a very 90s Metallica
90s
thing.
Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do you have a price point where you're like, I can't, even if like your favorite band came to town?
I mean, when we saw Buffett on New Year's Eve, I think he surpassed my price. Although I bought a shirt this summer at Wrigley Field, and I want to say it was only like $45.
I mean,
but that's still for a
coming
t-shirt.
Out of your mouth.
For a t-shirt, I know it's ridiculous, and a shirt that I know is like never gonna. It's not gonna fit right after I wash it. So, but you know what though, Walt Disney World's the same thing. I'm getting I barely buy t-shirts there anymore because. Their shirts immediately shrink or tear. They're not high quality, and they charge insane prices.
Yeah.
So
when you start charging the same price for a ticket as you do for a t-shirt,
it
starts to get a little strange.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a sucker for certain things. Kiss, I guarantee you I'm walking out of there with something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be hard for me not to. But for anyone that I'm like on the, oh, that'd be fun to go see. Like I'm out. Like Metallica, mm-hmm. who I'm not the biggest a fan of, not interested in buying the stuff. Cher, I'm a big fan, but I'm not like – wearing a Cher t-shirt that often.
Hey, speaking of t-shirts, we should probably handle some business on the air. What do we get? What's become of all are the BL t-shirts still available?
I guess they're probably technically still up there.
Anywhere? Like I was wearing my Yeti Maserati shirt the other
day. We can move them over.
That one I think we could move over because it doesn't say BLT.
It does real tiny, but.
It does?
I could probably fix that.
I guess it says it on
his hat, maybe?
On his hat or something.
But.
I need to order a couple more of those. Mine's all faded out.
I did. If you can fit into mine, mine never really fit right.
See,
I ordered one that's a little...
Doesn't fit right either.
I think I'm more just by not fit right. I mean, I ordered a size down.
Did you put up a free university shirt, didn't you?
I think you go to represent.com/store/...
Do we not have a website set up yet?
No. Slash Foib.
Foib.
And it takes you to our store. And we have free on your birthday logo tees. There's also a new free on your birthday... logo that looks like the Rainforest Cafe.
What?
I sent you that, where it's like, you're a gorilla and I'm a parrot or something.
When did we get a Yeti Maserati variant shirt?
Oh, the front-facing one?
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, Jackie made both of them.
Oh my gosh, I don't own that yet.
I'll put some more time into the store. If you guys want shirts, also join our Facebook group. Most of the stuff happens in our Facebook group. If you want to really be involved in this conversation, you should join us there.
Because you don't know what we're talking about.
Because sometimes I feel like, and you know what made me happy last night, Bart?
What's that?
Was when that ASMR ad ran, everyone flooded the Facebook
started
group. And I said,
up.
Finally, I know people are listening. Because guess what? I can see the download number. It's not bad. No. But sometimes you feel like you're talking to yourself.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Keep Shop. So now I'm looking at all our old t-shirts.
Are you reminiscing? Looking back on the
memories. How did I not know about this shirt?
The t-shirts we found beneath the stars above.
And listen, we're only even $22.99. Now you're talking. That's reasonable.
Yeah. I think the most expensive shirt's like $25, unless you want like the hoodies and things.
Hey, just so you know, customers who bought the Yeti Maserati shirt also bought the Ears of Steel drinking team shirt.
I wonder why.
The BLT shirt and the Bring It On Satan t-shirt.
Yeah, so maybe Bart was the only player.
It's probably me. It's probably me, actually, yeah.
People who bought this also were the guy who hosted.
It was you.
We sold a lot of those Yeti Maserati shirts.
Oh, here we go.
At least like six.
Free. I know. Well, I definitely.
Right before the podcast.
One of them was definitely me.
Yeah. And one was me.
So you have to go to represent.com/free on your birthday.
I think it's. You can go to represent.com/store/FOIB.
God, I
wish. We're working. I'll get you a better website.
Okay. That's fine.
I just haven't spent the time, man. It's been busy.
I know.
And I don't know if anyone's listening. If you're listening, let us know.
Do you know there's another FOIB out there, by the way?
What is it?
Friends of Yakina Bay in Oregon.
Well, I don't want to know. That's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I'm just trying to find out what they are. Something to do with hiking. That's fine.
Oh, they're hiking people.
Yeah, well, it's Oregon.
Mountain people.
They're all hiking people, aren't they? That's not offensive to Oregon, is it? You like to hike. It's a place where you would hike.
Are you a hiker?
Can't you tell?
Like, do you enjoy it?
No. What?
That was very fast. No. No.
I've often had delusions of saying, when the weather gets a little nicer, I should try hiking. Because all you do is walk around in the woods. I like
to go into the woods and be quiet.
Get a nice pair of hiking shoes and some shorts and, you know.
It's a lot of prep.
I guess, and walk around, look at trees and whatnot. It seems nice in theory. I tried hiking this past summer and just got eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So
there's a scenic overlook down the road sometimes I'll go to, but I usually go there with fast food. So I guess that kind of.
Yeah. That's a
sit. I'll sit there with my chicken biscuit and think about the future.
I would often spend my lunch breaks, like just going, not my BLT lunch breaks, my regular lunch breaks, just going to the local forest preserves and trying to hike around on the trails. But then it's like, I also just ate Panda Express in my car before I started walking, so it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, the Uber Eats has destroyed my any sort of diet I'm ever on.
Really?
Because like I'll get here and I'll be like, oh, I'm hungry. And then I looked up what app, like what delivers like 8 a.m. Like, oh, J. Christopher's Blueberry Crunch Cakes, boom, in my office in 15 minutes. And
is that the place we ate that had the weird paintings everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Like Elton John was staring at us?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll add that to the list of places we'll go this week.
I like that place.
Start with some blueberry crunch cakes, end with hot chicken.
Blueberry crunch cakes, huh? Interesting.
Oh, they're the best.
I didn't have that.
Blueberry pancakes.
Yeah.
With big old blueberries and then granola in it.
Oh, I'll see what makes
it crunchy.
but see, I'm more of a savory breakfast guy than a sweet. Like, I don't eat a lot of pancakes, surprisingly.
I don't eat a lot of it.
I know. I'm not saying.
I like sweet. I like sweet in my breakfast.
I like savory. I like bacon and eggs and.
I like that too.
Sausage and
I like all breakfast foods. I'll just stick with breakfast.
I mean, I love breakfast pretty much in general.
We're like, so we need to plan out. One day we're going to have hardcore breakfast. One day we'll have
gotta get up
fried chicken
that's
dinner.
The problem.
I know you have free breakfast in your hotel, right?
Yeah. Well, I was a little disappointed in it this morning. But.
Today I thought I was going to like, I'm going to meet Bart for breakfast at the blank hotel he stays in.
Yeah. You would have been sorely disappointed today. We would have been going somewhere else. well, the thing is, there's literally like no one staying in the hotel. So I think
they just
gave up. Like they just laid.
Give this guy a box of Fruity Pebbles.
As soon as I got up, I went downstairs to get coffee because I didn't want to use the skeezy coffee maker in the room. And the food was fresh and it was eggs and sausage and French toast sticks and all looked fine. Went upstairs, took a shower, got ready, came back down about a little over an hour later. And I'm pretty sure it was the same egg still sitting there that had turned like scaly and crinkled.
Oof.
And it was just not pretty. So, but it was fine.
It's a good place to wrap up.
It is.
I'm kidding. On crinkly eggs.
There is always there's biscuits and gravy every morning, but yeah, that's about the best.
Where are they making that biscuits and gravy?
Oh, in the little kitchen. It's all microwaved. Well, the gravy's in a crock pot. Crock
pot. So they're making the gravy.
I mean, making is a relative term. And it's not sausage gravy, which is always disappointing.
What's it, brown gravy?
No, it's like
mashed potatoes?
It's more like the sawmill gravy you get at
instant gravy.
Yeah, instant, yeah. So
is that a thing, instant gravy?
Probably. Has to be.
Not, we just invented it.
I prefer sausage.
Delete this
gravy.
Part of it.
I like sausage.
Well, yeah, sausage gravy is great.
But this is more of like a sawmill gravy kind of thing.
My, this made me think of breakfast. Every Sunday, we've said this before, I order Uber Eats for breakfast for the whole family. And it's always from this place that just does waffles. Everything's waffles. And it's not what you're thinking, not Waffle House or anything. It's like a standalone. But even like sausage biscuits are made in a waffle iron. So the sausage would be inside of the waffles.
Oh, wow.
And it's really good. All the food is really good there. And I always get it delivered every Sunday. So when the kids wake up, either it's there or almost there. And my son had to do a questionnaire for – they did Donuts with Dad Day at his school. And he had to do a questionnaire of like what you think your dad's favorite things are or whatever. So they asked him questions and he wrote it down. Like, how old do you think your dad is? And he said 50. I was like, great. And then it was like, what does your dad like to do? And he's watch wrestling. What does he like to do with you? Play Spider-Man on PlayStation 4. Okay. And then it got to, what's your dad's favorite restaurant? And he just put tons of waffles.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Tons of waffles?
No. He just knows he wakes up every Sunday.
Bad name.
And there's just lots of waffles. Maybe he said lots of waffles. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Both of those are good names. But yeah. So into this week, though, the Uber Eats, I'm sure you guys were entertained by this, the Uber Eats order was delayed. It made me mad.
Oh, sorry.
Like, I had to get two orders sent. It was rough. It was rough times. Rough times here in the greater Nashville area.
You know where I'd like to go, speaking of breakfast, is the first place we ever went to breakfast at. Or no, that was, I guess it wouldn't be the first place, Jay Crisford. I'd love to go back to Biscuit Loaf. But again, that's one place you got to get up for.
There's one closer to here.
It's hard to get up and get
going.
Where
Mark works.
Yeah, we have a friend there. I was going to say, we have a friend that can get us in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll sneak us around the back.
That's right. Get us that VIP entrance.
I asked him about running wrestling there. I was like, can we run wrestling at Biscuit Love?
At Biscuit Love?
He was like, well, you never know.
It might be a nice promotion.
Yeah. I don't think Franklin, downtown Franklin, and its niceness is ready for...
Is ready for wrestling.
Is ready for wrestling. It's not a... I have to say, there's not a harder thing in the world than to book a venue for professional wrestling. Because unless you know what really it is and you're like a fan,
yeah,
it is like trying to convince someone to bring like the worst thing to their event space. They're just like, what now? And then most of them are like, we don't do athletic competitions. And you got to explain like, no. It's like a theatrical experience. Yeah,
less competition, more theatrical.
Yeah, we understand. Not interested. There's a lot of that.
Listen, we're trying to shake that redneck Tennessee image. And you want to bring wrestling?
Right. You want to bring wrestling here? No, thank you. Nashville does not want you. Turn around. Go find yourself and, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to just name a small town.
Fine. Probably better not. Just in case.
Hey, I travel to a lot of those small towns. On my runs that I do every day. As you know, I'm a moonshiner.
Your
on the side.
What are you, the Dukes?
The Dukes of Hazzard. They did a big Dukes reunion this weekend here in Nashville.
Oh, really?
I didn't get to go.
At what?
They did it down by Opryland at Cooters.
Oh, all right.
And
there's a Cooters down there?
There is. And it's not in the mall. It's
no, I know.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused.
It's a small, shop and a little museum.
Yeah, sure.
And they had the original cast was there, and they played the first episode, and to sing along. And
was everyone with John Schneider
there? John Schneider was there. John Schneider was performing at the Grand Ole Opry that night, and he's everywhere now. He practically lives here. And John Schneider and Tom Wopat and what was the name of Daisy Duke?
We just went through this.
Catherine Bach.
We had this discussion recently because we couldn't.
And they did a big. I saw the line, and it looked nuts though to meet them. And I've met them once before. And if you go to like Wizard World and they're there, not a big line. But if you go to like Duke Fest, the Duke fans are coming out in droves.
Are they the only three that are still alive? Is Cooter still alive? I thought he
Cooter's
died.
Dead, or Cooter's alive. Ben Jones, yeah, he was there too.
Okay,
He was like a senator or something for Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Like a governor, was something. I think senator, congressman,
he was something. Roscoe died.
Yeah,
I believe
Uncle Jesse's
long gone. So, and then Sorrel Brooke, who played Boss Hogg, he's gone.
He long time ago.
Yeah, and I completely
Enos still alive?
That's a good question. Is Enos still alive? I completely forgot that Burt Reynolds played Boss Hogg in the movie.
Oh yeah,
which was very strange casting. But
in the first one,
And then
who was it? The second
Shooter
one?
McGavin played
That's
him in
right.
the second one,
which is odd, actually better casting. I think.
I guess none of them really remind me of the original.
Yeah, I feel like you could have gotten somebody.
Yeah, and I forget who played in the original one. MC Gainey played Roscoe, who's like you'd know him as a character actor, but I can't. Somebody funny played him.
Harlan Williams. Was it Harlan Williams?
He was in him. No, he played.
Yeah, he played Roscoe. I thought.
Did he? Yeah, I gotta see.
I mean, if he didn't, who did he play? This is Dukes of Hazzard talk on free on your birthday.
No, I gotta know.
People are asking like for us to read their birthday announcements and things. We haven't done anything that's related to the name of this show.
Have they sent us? I mean, we could do that.
People are like, they should usually have some sort of tie-in to what it is. I'm like, yeah, we should. So if you're having a birthday in the next week, hit us up and maybe we'll wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, you're right.
Joel
David Moore played Cooter.
That's right.
Harlan Williams did play Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane. You're right. And Willie Nelson, of course, was Uncle Jesse. Christopher McDonald was Boss Hogg.
Is it in two or one?
In two.
Return. But who was Bill
Gary
and Luke?
Cole played the balladeer. That's interesting.
Who were Bill and Luke?
Nobodies. I mean, no offense to them.
But not. I mean, last time it was Sean William Scott and
Johnny
John
Knoxville.
Knoxville.
Yeah. Then it was
and Jessica Simpson.
Randy Wayne and Jonathan Bennett.
And who was?
April Scott was Daisy Duke.
Yeah, I don't remember. Because yeah. It was like a prequel.
Who actually looks a bit more like Daisy Duke. She's a brunette anyway.
I haven't gone back and revisited those movies. I love Dukes of Hazzard, the TV show. And I don't feel like the movie was necessarily my favorite thing. I liked it.
I thought the guy that played one of them looked familiar, but I guess he doesn't. Because I'm looking through his IMDb listings. Although he was in The Last Sharknado.
Oh, well, you've watched all of those.
I have. I must have seen him. He was Billy the Kid.
Oh, there is a movie coming out that I was like, Bart is going to – it just felt like a movie you would like. And it's about racing, NASCAR racing or drag racing kind of, which that doesn't sound like something you'd like.
What?
But it had like the ultimate 90s cast. And in the trailer, it says coming first to iTunes and then to theaters.
iTunes. That's always a bad sign.
So it comes to iTunes first like next week. And then in a month later, it comes to – it comes to theaters, and I'm like, what theaters? What theaters are playing this? And it's called Trade and Paint.
Trade and Paint.
Trade and Paint, and it stars. And we watched this trailer, and at first I was going to kind of goof on it, and I was like, oh, I can't. This movie looks too good. So I'm trying to find now the IMDb listing, because you're going to like this cast. Trade and Paint, here it is, starring, number one, John Travolta.
All right.
So John Travolta is the lead. He plays kind of like the dad of a hotshot driver. He was a driver. Now he's at. You got Michael Madsen.
Gosh, okay.
Who you may remember from
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, and I think the Free Willy trilogy. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he in those? Wasn't he in Free Willy?
Yeah, he was actually.
He was like the dad.
Actually like a nice guy.
Yeah. You got
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn.
He's great.
Barry Corbin. I didn't think he was still alive.
I know. This is a lot of people. Maybe they made this movie a long time ago.
They might have, actually. I don't know if he is alive anymore, to be honest with you.
Which one?
Barry Corbin.
Barry Corbin, the picture doesn't
look. He's got Northern Exposure.
According to this, he's still around.
And he's Cam's dad on Modern Family. Yeah, Modern Family.
Well, I thought Michael Madsen, as bad as this is, was the guy who passed away who was in the Sharknado movies from Home Alone.
Oh, John Hurt.
I've always put them together as the same guy.
They do kind of look similar, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's most of the material I saw of them was when I was a kid.
Trade and Paint. Yeah, this movie will probably not do much. But,
I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm not.
He wasn't Megalodon, though.
I'm not a NASCAR fan so much. I do enjoy some NHRA drag racing, though.
This may have. I'm not sure if this is. I think this is like dirt track stock car racing.
Yeah.
So you're a drag race fan?
I actually take
you out to the track.
I do like watching NHRA.
Well, if you ever come down to the South, we're going to introduce you to some races.
Nitro funny cars.
You ever been here? Been to a race?
No.
Oh.
I've always wanted to go when they come. I started watching it when there was a short-lived reality show, I think on A&E. I can't remember what it was called, but it was about a racer named John Force.
Something to do with drag racing?
A drag racer. He's one of the
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, it's RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah, he's one of the highest decorated drag racers in history, and all his daughters are drag racers now. And I mean, it was like called like Full Force, but I don't know, but it was a reality show, and I got really into that.
I would call it Daughters in Drag.
And then I started watching the actual races because they're usually on Saturdays and Sundays, and you know, in the summertime, and I got way into it it's like for someone like me who has a short attention span, it's perfect.
It's like 4 seconds.
It's like boom, it's
live.
Over.
You'd lose your mind. Yeah, thinking like, when it came all the way here,
I guess, probably. But
you see a bunch in a row.
I can't imagine. Well, exactly. And there's different types of cars, and then they have the motorcycles too and whatnot. I just can't imagine like paying all the money to go see a NASCAR race, and they're just going around and around.
Oh, it's an experience. Yeah. I haven't been in a long time, but I used to go all the time. I've been to Daytona, to Talladega, and to Atlanta and Richmond. I think that may be it. I've been to those each a couple times, and it's a fun experience, man, going to NASCAR, because you enjoy them going around and around in circles, but also. It's just cool and loud, and you put in your headset where you can listen to the drivers all talking to each other.
Jeez, was this really 12? It was called Driving Force. It was 12 years ago. Good Lord.
Did you know you get to do that in NASCAR?
What's that?
Everyone wears headphones, and you tune in to what driver you want to hear.
Oh, you can, really?
Yeah, and then you listen to them going back and forth with their crew chief. It's awesome.
No, I did not know
that's like
actually.
The most fun part. So you can just kind of flip through your program in. It's probably on an app now. When I was a kid, it was on CB radio or whatever it was, like a walkie-talkie, and just a receiver. You couldn't talk out, obviously, to the drivers. and you would dial it. They would give you a sheet of paper when you walked in with, here's the frequency for each driver. Right. And you'd click, you'd click it in, and then you'd hear it in your headset. So you had them for ear protection too.
Yeah.
But also so you can, you know, hear. And that made it a lot more fun because
mm-hmm.
you could hear everything that was going on. It's not like that, though, if I take you to the Duck, which is a track out in Shelbyville.
The Duck?
Yeah, the Duck, which is a dirt track.
All right.
But we'll see.
Oh, that's where you saw.
That's where I saw.
Dave Allen Coe.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that now.
But they do a lot of craziness out there. Then there's also, like, we have a track, a NASCAR track, but they're trying to renovate it now to get back on the main circuit.
Okay.
But it hasn't been on it for a while.
It's like a B level NASCAR.
Yeah, it was started by like Sterling Marlin and Darrell Waltrip, and these guys put it on the map, but it's just been sort of surpassed. It's by the fairground, so it's in rougher shape. But
yeah, I would think out here it would be huge, but
I don't know. You know, it's kind of like professional sports here. Like eventually, certain teams will take off, like the Preds and the Titans. But it takes time. It's taking time to. Mm. And NASCAR is not exactly in a boom right now.
No, that's true. In fact,
if this was like 10, 15 years ago, then yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like you hear about it as much anymore. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad, but I probably could name you know, 5 or 6 drivers.
I couldn't. Like, I'm just thinking, like, I know Dale Jr. retired, right?
Yep, he's done.
Does Jeff Gordon race anymore?
Nope, retired.
Does Bobby Labonte race anymore?
Don't think so. He'd be old if he does.
Tony
Stewart?
Tony Stewart, the retired. Home Depot car, he retired. Yeah, see, I don't know anybody that races anymore.
The GoDaddy, she retired.
Oh, Danica Patrick, yeah.
So I think you still got Jimmy Johnson out there, I think. There's another Earnhardt, the grandson.
Zeppo.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Zeppo Earnhardt.
And he actually looks a lot like Dale Sr., so he has a bit of that.
Is he Dale Jr.'s kid?
No, he's, I think, Carrie's kid. I don't know, the oldest Earnhardt's
older sister
kid.
Or something.
That's a weird thing with Earnhardt's is Dale Jr. is not the oldest Earnhardt's son.
Okay.
So they named the Jr. later on.
Later on down the road. Well, it happens.
Yeah.
Had some other names they had to go through first.
Yeah, Carrie.
Oh, is Carrie a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
There was also there was one of my favorite NASCAR drivers. His name was Buckshot Jones. I think he's now he was like on the school board or something. I don't think he's doing a whole lot of racing.
No.
He wasn't the greatest. He drove the Georgia Pacific car.
Buckshot
Jones.
That's awesome.
That was a great name. That's like the golden era. Like that's the end of racing for me is when you stopped having guys like Buckshot. All right. We have gone from Cher to NASCAR. We've hit the full
everything
spectrum.
In between.
Yeah, you want to go get some food?
Yeah, sure.
So maybe
some hot pizza.
Ooh, hot chicken pizza! I'm sure someone here does.
I think there has to be somewhere, somebody.
Somewhere, somehow, gonna make it all right, but not all right now. I know you're wanting hot chicken. Well, that wants it someday. I'm just going to keep going to the top.
I'm not going to
make
stop.
It all right, so but not all right
I'm
now.
Keep going.
I hope you're wondering where.
I was going to harmonize, but I can't. So.
You're the only
That's what
one
I was gonna
that
do.
Everyone knows those songs. That's why the whole Nickelback thing is like, yeah, you go see a show. Night of Hits.
Everyone does know those songs.
Yeah, those are huge hits.
And what did Nickelback do to anybody?
I like that bit. You played that on Ears of Steel once.
Did I? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Did I?
Because you did the whole thing Guy Fieri because he goes into that.
Oh, yeah.
You say, like, he's gay Guy Fieri. Well, goes, what a Guy Fieri.
Said, you're all treating him like he's in Nickelback.
And then what
did
Nickelback
ever do?
And then that guy got mad at a comedian that did a bit at the Deadpool thing.
Shane Torres did?
Yeah, I believe he said that pretty much they stole that material from him for the Deadpool, Once Upon a Deadpool.
Is it in there? I didn't
There's a whole thing about Nickelback. Like, why are we hating on Nickelback?
Oh.
You know, 500 million albums sold. Like, they go through all these different things. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new Deadpool or the...
I've just seen the trailers.
PG version of it either.
Yeah.
Or PG-13, whatever they did.
Yeah, just go see the Lego movie.
With Fred Savage. So.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst. Fred Norris.
That's if you gave me a movie, it'd be Fred Durst and Fred Savage together.
Fred Claus.
Was that with Vince Vaughn?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen that.
I enjoy them. It's an underrated Christmas movie. Although, I mean...
That with who plays Santa?
Paul Giamatti.
I love that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that in theaters.
Yeah. I know.
It's like Sideways, but with Santa.
Yeah, and for some reason, they actually put fat hands on Paul Giamatti. Like, I understand he's wearing a fat suit, but I don't know why they felt the need to give him padded hands.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, when you look at close-ups of his hands, they're these big rubber fat hands. They're not as
I didn't even think of him as, like, that heavy in the
movie
either.
Well, that means padded, but
Not huge.
The hands don't even match the rest of the body. They're so fat. It's ridiculous.
All right. So if you're the prop monster from Fred Claus, we need some explanation.
What's going on with the fat hands?
Just like Danny Bonaducci. We never heard from Danny, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little disappointed he didn't take the bait.
No. Maybe we need to just take that exact clip out because that's a lot of commitment.
It's true. That's true.
So, all right. So tweet Danny Don Bonaducci. Tweet the art director of Fred Claus. Yeah. If you find him, we want to have him on as a special guest.
And be like, what's up with fat hands?
Yeah, what's up with Fat Hands Giamatti?
Yeah.
What'd they call him in the Howard Stern movie?
Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Pig Virus, which is what he was on the radio.
That was his real, yeah.
It was weird they changed those things.
Yeah, why did they change that?
There's a few of those things in that movie that I'm like, I don't understand what happened here.
Nah, I don't know.
We can't say vomit that many times.
We can't say vomit, we can say virus. Yeah. Pig Virus. He made Paul Giamatti's career and Allison Janney. They were both broke from that movie.
WNBC. All right.
All right, that's enough.
All right. Do we have a close?
We still haven't figured it out.
Here's our close.
What's that?
Get up and put on some clothes.
Get on. All right.
This is your close.
Put on some clothes. It's your birthday.
Oh, put on your birthday clothes.
Go, shorties. Put on your birthday suit. Wait a minute.
I like birthday clothes.
Yeah,
birthday this is your birthday clothes. I don't know. It's odd.
All right.
It's still weird.
We're still working on it.
All right. Follow us on social media. Twitter at Free On Your B-Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything else free on your birthday. So, except for on Facebook, where it still says BLT lunch break, but they won't let me change it.
Okay. I can't do.
I do like iTunes finally updated
Zuckerberg.
The image. They finally updated the image, so now it's the new artwork.
Oh,
took like a month. All right.
All right, folks.
Is that the end?
That's the end.
This is the end of the show. I like the silence.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, now you got weird. Goodbye.